Solveig looked at her brother. Not her brother by blood, but hers, nonetheless.
2 hours, she said finally, her voice rough. You have 2 hours, then you come straight back here, no wandering, no going anywhere else, straight back.
Einar's face lit up like a midsummer sunrise.
Really? You mean it?
2 hours, Solveig repeated.
And you stay where people can see you, and if anyone bothers you, if anyone says anything mean or...
I'll come right back, I promise, Solveig.
He threw his arms around her waist, squeezing tight.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Go, before I change my mind. Be safe,
Ragnar said.
Have fun.
He grinned and disappeared into the afternoon. If anything happens to him...
I know.
Solveig turned, and her eyes were wet. You don't understand what it was like, being responsible for him, keeping him alive. I was 11 when my parents died, 11. And suddenly I had a sick child who needed me, and no one to help, and I couldn't... She swallowed hard. I couldn't let him die too. I couldn't. Pain bloomed in Ragnar. She thought about being 7 and alone, running from a burning village. She thought about the warband that had found her, about Astrid, who'd given her bread and water and a reason to keep living. She thought about what it would have been like if she'd been 11 instead of 7, old enough to remember her family clearly, old enough to feel responsible, old enough to carry that weight alone.
I lost my family young too,
she said quietly.
Younger than you. 7 years old when the raiders came. My mother, my father, my little brother, who was only 4.
She looked at Solveig, willing the girl to understand.
I survived because a shield maiden named Astrid found me 3 days later, half dead from hunger and cold. She gave me to the war band. They raised me.
Ragnar leaned against the bar.
They taught me to fight, because fighting was what they knew. They taught me to be hard, because hardness was what kept you breathing. And it worked. For 15 years, it worked.
But... Solveig's voice was barely audible.
But I never learned how to be soft. Never learned that safety could exist. Never learned that letting people close didn't mean weakness.
Ragnar met the girl's eyes.
I'm still learning, same as you.
What if I can't? What if I'm too broken to learn?
You're not broken. You're just scared.
Ragnar pushed off the bar.
And scared is normal. Scared is smart, even. But scared can't run your whole life.
Ragnar moved closer.
Let yourself have this. Let Einar have this. Trust that the world won't end if you stop holding on quite so tight.
Solveig's breath shuddered out. What if I don't know how?
Then we figure it out together.
The words hung between them. Slowly, Solveig nodded. Together, she whispered.
Together.